A single fertilized egg knows how to build you. Every curve of your face, every neural pathway in your brain, every instinct that will guide you through life. How? This isn't mysticism. It's the most profound puzzle at the intersection of physics and biology. In 1943, a Nobel laureate physicist stood before an audience in Dublin and asked a question that would reshape modern science. What is life? The answer he proposed was so revolutionary that it directly inspired the discovery of DNA's structure a decade later. Here's the remarkable thing. Life doesn't just follow the laws of physics. It bends them in ways that shouldn't be possible, creating islands of exquisite order in an ocean of chaos. Think about your morning coffee. You can predict exactly when it will cool to drinking temperature, yet you couldn't possibly predict the movement of any single water molecule bouncing around inside. This isn't a limitation of our knowledge. It's a fundamental feature of how physical laws actually work. They're statistical averages that only emerge when astronomical numbers of atoms cooperate. Here's the counterintuitive truth. Atoms are small because they must be. If your body were sensitive to individual atomic movements, you'd experience reality as pure chaos, a sensory nightmare where every moment brought wildly different perceptions. Your brain's 86 billion neurons operate with statistical precision governed by the square root rule. A million molecules achieve 0.1% accuracy, a billion reach 0.001% precision. Bacteria struggle against thermal chaos from trillions of molecular collisions per second. We don't notice this chaos because our scale averages random fluctuations into smooth behavior. Without this mathematical relationship, nerve signals couldn't fire reliably and conscious thought would be impossible. Yet here's the paradox. Everything about you, height, eye color, personality, is encoded in structures too small to obey these statistical principles. During meiosis, a cosmic coin flip determines which chromosome you inherit at each genetic location, creating over 8 million possible combinations per parent. A gene measures roughly 300 atoms per side, shockingly small, too small for statistical laws to provide stability. Yet these molecular structures maintain precise configuration across generations, passing the entire four-dimensional pattern of development from parent to child. Darwin believed natural selection worked on small, continuous variations, slightly longer beaks, marginally faster legs. Agricultural experiments proved otherwise. Breeding barley plants with longer awns produces offspring with the same statistical distribution as the original population. These variations aren't inherited. They're environmental noise, not genetic change. Real evolutionary change happens through mutations, sudden, discontinuous jumps with no intermediate forms. This isn't gradual shading, it's a light switch flipping from off to on. Most mutations are recessive, hiding silently when paired with a normal gene. The catastrophe strikes when two carriers mate. One quarter of their offspring manifest the defect. X-ray experiments revealed that each mutation results from a single ionization event in a critical volume of merely 1,000 atoms. One ionization, one mutation. For evolution to work, mutations must be rare. If genetic changes happened constantly, harmful mutations would overwhelm beneficial ones, driving species toward extinction rather than improvement. Here's the puzzle. How can a structure of merely 1,000 atoms maintain its exact configuration at body temperature for decades? Classical physics has no answer. At 98F, atoms vibrate roughly a billion times per second. Any small structure should be shaken apart instantly by thermal chaos. The solution lies in quantum mechanics' most profound revelation. Energy doesn't change smoothly, but in discrete steps, like climbing a staircase rather than walking up a ramp. Molecules exist in specific energy states, separated by gaps, and jumping between these states requires precise amounts of energy, creating natural barriers against disruption. The stability of any molecular configuration depends on the ratio between the energy needed to disrupt it, W, and the characteristic thermal energy at that temperature, KT. When W equals 30 times KT, disruption might occur in a tenth of a second. At 60 times KT, you're looking at 30,000 years. This exponential relationship explains why DNA molecules remain stable across generations. There's another protection mechanism, energy thresholds. Isomers, molecules with identical atoms arranged differently, don't spontaneously convert because transformation requires passing through intermediate configurations with much higher energy. Your genes benefit from similar protection, ensuring they don't randomly rearrange every time you get warm. Crystals grow by repeating patterns endlessly. Beautiful, but informationally boring. Genetic material is fundamentally different. It's an aperiodic crystal, a solid without repetitive patterns, where every atom plays a unique role. This is how chromosomes store elaborate instructions in microscopic space. The mathematics is striking. Five symbols in groups of 25 generate over 62 trillion combinations, illustrating how miniature codes encompass incredibly complex developmental plans. Natural mutations occur too frequently to be explained by environmental radiation alone. They result from random thermal fluctuations, occasionally providing enough energy to overcome stability barriers. Evolution has fine-tuned these barriers, selecting threshold values that make mutations appropriately rare. Genes that mutate too frequently produce descendants that don't survive, so species accumulate stable genetic configurations. X-rays cause mutations through violent ionization events, releasing roughly 30 electron volts, creating intense heat waves of atomic oscillations that overcome stability thresholds. Radiation is dangerous because it doesn't gently encourage beneficial changes, but smashes molecular structures with brute force. Drop a glass and it shatters. Leave iron outside and it rusts. The universe relentlessly trends toward disorder, toward maximum entropy, where nothing interesting happens. Non-living systems rapidly deteriorate into this dead equilibrium. Yet living organisms maintain exquisite internal organization for decades. How? Not through special materials. Adults maintain relatively constant energy levels. The secret is negative entropy. Organisms survive by continuously extracting order from their surroundings while necessarily producing entropy through all life processes. Entropy isn't philosophical abstraction, but measurable reality, quantified by Boltzmann's equation. Entropy equals K log D, where D measures atomistic disorder. Higher animals consume highly ordered organic compounds as food, returning them degraded. Plants extract negative entropy directly from sunlight. The crucial insight, the heat we constantly emit isn't merely metabolic byproduct. It's our primary mechanism for disposing surplus entropy. Life doesn't violate thermodynamics. It creates temporary islands of order in an ocean of increasing chaos. Your body operates as a pure mechanism, every atomic movement following natural laws with precision. Yet you directly experience controlling your actions, what feels undeniably like free will. This is the central paradox of conscious existence. The chromosome molecules orchestrating your biology exist as single copies in each cell, multiplied to roughly 10 to the 14th copies throughout your body, functioning like a distributed network. This is order from order rather than the order from disorder that statistical mechanics describes. Quantum theory reveals a profound truth. Consciousness is always experienced in the singular, never plural. You never experience multiple minds simultaneously. This leads to a radical proposal that I, every conscious mind, is fundamentally the singular entity controlling atomic motion according to natural laws. This echoes the Vedantic insight that the personal self equals the eternal, omnipresent self. Perhaps the apparent multiplicity of minds is illusion, created by consciousness temporarily associating with individual bodies. Understanding life's physical basis, quantum mechanical foundations, aperiodic crystals encoding development, order from order principles, inevitably confronts existence's deepest questions. The molecular basis of heredity doesn't reduce life to mere mechanism. It opens doors to more profound mysteries. We are not machines that somehow developed consciousness. We are consciousness that has learned to build machines, including these remarkable biological machines we inhabit.